Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And this Sunday will truly be a Sunday like no other. With this weekend's major golf tournament, along with both pro and college football, there's no shortage of action. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you in the center of the action with so many different ways to make it rain. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Celebrating Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. And this weekend, there's plenty of action to get in on, so make sure you head on over to the app. So download top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get the can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook, ensuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover you up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up. And this is for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. Greg, are you ready to talk some Penn State football?
Let's do it. I'm not sure how many fans out there are ready to listen, but we're going to power through, Jim. We're going to keep playing through.
Well, if I base this on the questions we've gotten this week for Ask Greg and Ask Ross, and I consider how many text messages I've gotten and emails from fans, they do want to talk about it. And, you know, for a segment or two here, Greg, I want to go into, I'll call it the Maryland aftermath. And there's a lot of repercussions to losing this game and going 0-3. Let's start at the top with James Franklin. This has been a disastrous season for him. It seems like everything has gone wrong. No matter what phase of the game, they've been bad. His decision-making has to be questioned. Fans are even saying to me, hey, what's wrong with him? He looks so stoic on the sidelines. No emotion there. Has he checked out? I'll ask you, Greg, what is going on with James Franklin, and how much of this, no other way to put it, debacle so far on his shoulders?
Yeah, I mean, I think you put a fair amount there, Jim. He's always going to say that, you know, no matter what happens, he is responsible for this program, everything that happens in it. So when they don't perform well, a lot of the blame falls at his feet. And yeah, it is just strange watching him. I mean, people are making a big deal about him kind of standing away from the team on the sideline. Jim, I can think back to one show a season where we get questions about that. And that's kind of something he's always done. I mean, he always is kind of a little bit removed from things. He tries to take the emotion out of it. The sideline's in a very emotional place. So that isn't new, but there's just something about his demeanor and his body language that I have a hard time getting past, Jim. It seems like he's just kind of distant, not just emotionally, mentally, and physically, but just in general. He seems a little bit away from things this year. Doesn't seem as emotional or fiery. Maybe it's a start. Maybe he's just tired of this year like everybody else is. I don't know. But I think it's probably impacting this team. You know, this team kind of goes as he goes in a lot of ways. And, you know, the players buy into his message and his belief and his feelings and his attitude and all of that. And he doesn't seem to have a very good one right now. And nobody would at 0-3 after you are a top 10 team and projected to be a Big Ten and college football playoff contender. But, yeah, it's been a mess. They have been making mistakes this year, Jim, that have not been ones often made in the James Franklin era. When you talk about penalties and turnovers and just silly mental mistakes that, you know, they always talk about, a lot of the players talk about when you ask about their coaches, they say, well, the, you know, coach doesn't get mad when I make a physical mistake. That happens, but they get upset when the preventable mental mistakes are made. And Penn State's making a ton of those this year. So I don't know if it was the Zoom and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if these guys have just you know, hit a rough patch and they just can't get out of their own way at this point, or maybe it's a little bit of both. Obviously, Penn State's not the only team that's had to deal with that this offseason, but they certainly are not one of the teams that performed very well. You know, James Franklin said a lot, Jim, during the winters, the spring, and the summer, that the teams that handle this the best will end up being the best in the fall, and Penn State is not among that group.
No, they are not, and I don't buy into the excuse of this strange season. As you pointed out, everybody else is dealing with the same thing. In fact, I had the feeling prior to the season that this might work to James Franklin's advantage because he is so organized and I thought would be so capable of handling this. But a couple points, Greg, you mentioned, you know, that he always says this is ultimately on me. I'm sorry, I dismiss that. That's coach speak. That's passive aggressively throwing somebody else under the bus. It's doing the, gee, my player screwed up. I guess that's my fault because I should have trained him better. Well, you know, he's not protecting his players when he does that. I think he's kind of throwing them under the bus. And the part about the emotion that gets me is when things are going well, there isn't a need for him to have a temper tantrum or to yell at the players or get their attention. But guess what? This is the first time in James Franklin's tenure at Penn State when things are going very wrong. And is it unfair for the fans to say, you know, we're really upset by this? Come on, coach, aren't you as upset as we are? Why aren't you showing that emotion and chewing out the players on the sideline? And maybe this is going on in the background. Why aren't we seeing the same emotion that we have?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, he's always been good at being kind of even-handed and not getting too high, not getting too low. But this has been a tough year, Jim. I mean, obviously, you have the COVID situation and the challenges of that. You have his family's in Florida because of COVID. He's been dealing with all kinds of off-field stuff, be it guys opting out or be it the way that they had to do practice with four new coaches and, you know, not being able to meet in person. And then you have the recruiting trail struggles. And I just wonder if it's wearing on it. It would wear on anybody. I think it's wearing on the fan base too. And it just, you know, again, I think sometimes things just stack up against you too, and you get to a point where you just say, what more do I have to do to turn this thing around? What do I have to do to make this right? And I thought Pat Freiermuth might have said it best, Jim, after the game, where he basically said, we don't know what we need to do, but we need to do something to fix this. And that is kind of the problem here, is that they have so much wrong that you know, they have so much wrong that they just, I don't even know where they start at this point. I mean, obviously, the biggest answer would be starting up front with the offensive and defensive line and better play there. But yeah, ultimately, when you talk about Franklin, I just think that he's a little bit worn out. He looks it anyway. Maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, if this thing's going to get righted, he has to right himself first, in the sense that, like we said, this program's always kind of taken his lead and the positive attitude and the 1-0 and all that. He's going to have to put all that stuff to work really hard this week for a group of guys that are certainly bummed about where they're at just 3 weeks into the season.
Well, let's get to his handling of the quarterback situation with Sean Clifford. I've been a big Sean Clifford guy forever. I still think there's a lot there, but we haven't seen it from him. And towards this end, where what can Franklin do? I thought he had a great opportunity to send a message to a lot of players on the team, to Sean Clifford himself and to the rest of the team, by saying, you know what, this performance, it wasn't good enough. They made changes on the offensive line. They moved people in and out. A lot of different people played on defense. James Franklin could have sent a real message to everyone if at halftime, coming out for the second half, he sends Will Levis out there instead of Sean Clifford.
Yeah, I don't disagree, Jim. And, you know, again, it makes you wonder. Here's the bigger problem. And, you know, I think we've talked about this before, but here's the bigger problem in my mind, Jim. It's that Penn State, did they not put Will Levis in because they didn't have belief in him after the Ohio State debacle? Or were they just so hell-bent on keeping Sean Clifford in there because that was their best chance to win the game? I don't know which it is, Jim. Obviously, neither answer is a good one, because if they were hell-bent on winning that game and thought Clifford was the best way to do it, that raises question marks just the way he was playing in that game, obviously. And then conversely, if Will Levis, they didn't feel confident to put him in the game, Where is this program go at quarterback moving forward, if that's the case? I mean, because they're not getting great play right now from their starter, and if they don't trust their backup, then what, you know, what is the ultimate outcome of, for this program, not just this year, but for years to come? So neither answer is a good one. I really thought they would make that change. I didn't really care for his answer after the game about, you know, Clifford has earned this. Well, yeah, sure he has. And I think the rest of the team has earned a chance to have the best 11, 22 players on the field, 11 on offense, and to go out there and do it. You can't tell me that Will Fries hasn't earned his starting spot, or Mike Miranda or C.J. Thorpe, and yet they took those guys out throughout the game trying to get something going along the offensive line, which, Jim, that's the biggest disappointment of all this year. I don't think there's any question about it. You know, we were told that this was a veteran group that had really improved, and Phil Troutwine was going to come in and clean everything up and make everything A-OK again, and that everything would be fine, and it has been far from fine up front. In fact, it looks more like the 14 and 15 lines all over again. I mean, they're not getting any push. You see guys blocking air. You see guys not where they're supposed to be. Guys in the backfield as soon as the, you know, as soon as the snap happens. And that was one thing against Ohio State, but against Maryland, Jim, that was just really tough to watch. And I think a lot of people were taken aback by that, myself included.
Well, the offensive line is just another in the long list of disappointments on this team, and we'll get into that a little bit more. I want to just one more question on this pulling Sean Clifford. I don't think pulling him out in that game all of a sudden means you're demoting him. I also had some people say, oh, you don't want to create a quarterback controversy. Well, that controversy would have only started if Will Levis played well. And I'm sorry, but that's not a problem if Will Levis comes in and plays well. So my question is this. Are there places where James Franklin, who probably would be described as a player's coach, is sometimes loyal to a fault? I'll point out not just Sean Clifford, but I think Lamont Wade has not played well, and he still starts. He still goes out there. And I'll even bring up Jake Pinniger, who they sent out for the 49-yard field goal because it was less than 50 yards, as opposed to Jordan Stout. Is he loyal to a fault sometimes with his players?
I didn't understand that, Jim. And that's not the first time this year that's happened, right? Like, I thought anything over 45 yards was Stout territory. That has not been the case this year. And I don't really understand that. I think clearly Stout has more confidence of the two, so he should be used moving forward. But yeah, you know, again, we have a lot of show to go and more questions to answer and decisions to question. So I'm sure we'll get more into it. But yeah, I didn't understand that. I didn't understand the non-use of Will Levis. And I have a hard time believing Penn State's 0-3, but here we are, Jim.
That is exactly it. And they still have to continue the rest of the season. But we're not done talking about this Maryland game. Stick around, quarter number two. We'll continue the conversation.
This Sunday, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet they cover with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.